If you're going to Coleman's today to pick up a few groceries, you better bring your recycling bags, or recyclable bags, I should say. The plastic bag ban, it's not happening. It doesn't come into effect until October the 1st, but Coleman's has already run out of plastic bags. Greg Gill is the Vice President of Marketing with Coleman's. He joins us live by phone. Good morning, Mr. Gill.
Good morning, Jerilyn. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thanks so much. So, I got to ask, what happened? You know, you ran out of bags before the ban comes into effect.
Well, I think it's probably a case of almost perfect timing, I think we call it. We were, looking at the October 1st deadline, really, for, the plastic bag ban. And we were trying to manage our inventory to ensure, really, that we didn't have an overrun of plastic bags after the ban, really. And we timed it quite good. But I think, with the added volume, with customer traffic as a result of the Dominion strike and, the COVID pandemic, there's been a lot of stuff happening over the last couple of months, for sure. I think that's an understatement. And it looks like over the next day or two, we will be out of our single-use plastic bags. And the good thing is that we prepared for this, of course. We're coming up on the October 1st plastic bag ban. And we have a whole bunch of reusable bag options for our customers. And at cash right now, we have our new red reusable Coleman's bag that's available at cash for 25 cents. So we're going to be fine.
All right. And so the Dominion strike you mentioned, how has that affected business at Coleman's?
Well, we've certainly seen an increase in traffic. And while it's nice to have the business, already it's been a stressful year on our frontline staff. I've got to say they've done a phenomenal job, dealing with the restrictions and everything that comes with, trying to prepare, for the public and keep things in stock in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. They've been spectacular. And yes, we have seen quite a steep increase in customer traffic.
And how has the supply chain been? Have you had any trouble at all?
We've certainly had challenges, but I think we're doing really well, all things considered. And, our team in supply chain management and inventory management have also been spectacular. So we're really proud of our team. And I think, the stores are looking great and we're in really, really good shape. It's just been a really different year.
And just getting back to how business has the volume has increased. Do you think people are staying home more and getting into cooking to avoid maybe going out to a public place like a restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen a lot of that. And we've seen the popularity, of baking items increase significantly. Stuff going on in the schools now where in some cases, kids aren't able to buy cafeteria lunches maybe like they used to before. So a pretty steep increase in, in snacks and lunch foods and that sort of thing for kids. So it's been a challenging time trying to respond to the needs of our customers and to make sure we're in good position. And like I said, I think all things considered, we're in really great shape, and that's a credit to the team on the front lines in retail. They've been wonderful.
And Greg Gill, while I have you, the mandatory mask regulations that came in effect, customers, are they generally compliant with the mask ban in your experience?
Yeah, they've been really great. Very, very few incidences. We urge the public, to abide by the mandatory mask advisory. And, it's also important to note again that, people should understand that there are medical exemptions and that sort of thing. And we do everything we can to keep our staff, our employees and the public, of course, safe. And so far, it's going really, really well.
And I just want to ask, how much are the reusable bags? Because I can guarantee you that I will show up there without my recyclable bags.
Yeah, we're encouraging everyone to, right away start bringing your own bags. But certainly we have a new red Coleman's reusable bag for 25 cents. So it's an inexpensive option. But we also have a bunch of other bags, thermal bags and flat bottom hard bags. There's about seven or eight different versions of reusable bags for you. So we have lots of options. I think everyone's going to be fine. It's a bit of a transition. Everyone knew it was coming. At Coleman's, we're probably going to be transitioning a little bit earlier, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think we've all been looking towards October 1st as our date, and like I said, we're ready right now.
And I guess it beats having to order a whole bunch of extra plastic bags just to take you through the next week.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's kind of, you know, we timed it out quite well. I think it's better than, you know, having an overrun of plastic bags. We've kind of seen this era through, and we're ready to make the transition, welcome our customers back in, and I think it'll be business as usual. You know, we ask everyone, like I said, to bring your own, or we'll have some ready for you.
Greg Gill, VP Marketing with Coleman's, I thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks again. Have a great day.